is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The number of coronavirus infections in the United States has passed 9 million cases, with more than 229,000 dead. President Donald Trump and his challenger Joe Biden continue sparring over the virus while visiting the nation's heartland. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University show new cases in the U.S. are now at levels not seen since the summer in hard-hit Iowa.
Here at the fairgrounds, the Iowa State Fair canceled for the first time since World War II.
Biden pledged he has a plan to fight the virus, while in Michigan, the president said his rival's plan is to shut down the country.
There will be no school, no graduations, no weddings, no Thanksgivings.
Again, insisting the nation is rounding the turn on the pandemic. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A strong earthquake struck Friday in the Aegean Sea between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Samos, killing at least 19 people and injuring more than 700 amid collapsed buildings and flooding. A small tsunami struck south of Izmir, the city in western Turkey that was the worst affected by the quake. At least 17 people died in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city, including one person who drowned. 709 were injured, according to Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Presidency. The earthquake, which the Kandil Institute said had a magnitude of 6.9, struck at 11 hours 51 UTC in Turkey. Search and rescue efforts continue in at least 17 buildings. Turkish media showed rescuers pulling people from the rubble, including one survivor who was found 6 hours after the quake. Emergency teams continued digging after nightfall, and cranes lifted concrete slabs from the wreckage.